I found it quite poignant, your discussion or your statement that you realized you had no female teachers as you came up through science, right from grade school. Is that correct?
That's right. Science and math teachers would have all been male. I think there are more women. It's actually an avenue that a number of our engineering grads have pursued, that they do their engineering foundation and then they go on to get their teaching qualifications, and they end up in physics and math classes, and I think that's just great.
So, but you're saying from the time you started school, elementary school, to the moment you graduated, and it looks like you got your doctorate at U of T, there was not one female professor or even TA mentoring you or guiding you?
Oh, that's true, yeah. No, there were male mentors, but they had to be male.
And why did they have to be male?
Because that was the community, and a mentor is helping you, you know, basically navigate through, you know, different experiences, education, and developing a career. And for me, the post-secondary education in engineering just meant that the people who, you know, were genuinely wanting to help me and did act as mentors were male.
So I'm just curious, what was that like for you? Did that deter you at all? Did it dissuade you? What was that like for you?
No, I think it was, you know, I had some key people that were, you know, definitely very helpful in pointing out opportunities that I wouldn't have seen or been probably thinking I was ready for. So that was very helpful. They were always there as a sounding board. I think, you know, the fact that it was male-female wasn't, I mean, it was more important to have the mentoring than to have it come from a female mentor.
Right. And the fact that they encouraged you.
That's right. And even in our research, some of the research that we did of graduate students in science and engineering, when we looked at some of the outcomes in terms of their confidence, their, what they were planning to do next in terms of stay in the field, we didn't find any differences between if we had male-female, like advisor-student relationships that were female-male or male-female. That didn't seem to be the, it didn't have an effect. There were other factors that were much more important in terms of the advisor's role in seeing a commitment to stay in engineering and science.
So let's talk about the networking level. What's your experience with it, and why is it that women aren't networking?
I'm certainly part of a large number of networks that are largely women, but there are also ones that I exist in that are, you know, are both male and female, and the key, you know, it is something you do have to work at being part of, you know, making sure that you're, I think one of the things that we run some different workshops for women about some of these issues, and I think it's also important for women to learn how to make sure that they are being recognized when they're in these networks. You know, some of the things that they've been successful at, they're actually, you know, dropping into the conversation and mentioning, where a lot of women are reticent to do that kind of self-promotion. And, you know, to some extent, it's also working with the women who might be in networks that are, you know, both genders. Because one of the things that I learned early on was the rule of three, that three women on a committee can do anything. And I learned it because I was on a high-level university committee, and there was a woman who was much more senior than me on this committee. And she did two things for me. Whenever I made a point, later in the discussion, she would come back to it, and she would give me attribution. She would say, as Valerie said. And then she would amplify the point. She may, you know, put it in a different, you know, just reword it, but in a way that she knew the males in the group would hear. So, you know, sometimes you do have to recognize the need for women, you know, in those kind of, you know, in the situations where the gender dynamics may mean that the males are, you know, they may be actually hearing your point but then taking credit for it. But, you know, it's that idea of working together with the women who are at your level, but also, you know, if you can find an ally who's a male who would do the same thing, of course, that would be also good. But it's making sure that that, you know, in that case, it was, you know, I was the more junior person on a committee, and she was making sure that I did get recognized when I said something important, and that it got amplified.